The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey now, or I can't wait for this segment because we are going to be talking about GMO and yes, OMG. Okay, that's right. Genetically modified organisms as shortened GMO. If you do it backwards, it's OMG. And I think that's exactly how all of us feel. But I've got Ray Dustar, the Juice Star, with me, and we're going to talk about why. Now, before we get into this, because it's extremely important, I do have to give credit where credit is due. I read that GMO OMG. I mean, it should have been like strike me with a with a blinding sense of the obvious. But in Esther Blum's book, Cave Women Don't Get Fat, she was on last week. And when I saw it, I was like, duh, but that is brilliant. Wouldn't you say, Ray?
That is absolutely brilliant. I can't even believe I haven't figured that out prior to now. I'm going to have to send Esther a complimentary bottle of Boost. That is freaking hilarious. And it's perfect, too, because when you think about GMOs, I mean, most people are probably where I was, you know, as short as 18 months ago, where they're like, I don't even know what the heck that is. I don't even know what GMOs are. And it invokes the natural, after learning about them, it invokes the natural reaction, OMG. That's really, really funny.
Yeah. So I know your product, I'm actually looking at let's just talk about this. When I met you, and the reason, one of the reasons, besides the fact that you're really cute and sweet and smart and thoughtful, you're incredibly specific about integrity when it comes to nutrition and how people, I've heard you say many times, I just want people to be healthier. And that's kind of how I feel. I have a deep, deep passion about that. So when I look at anything that you've done, I see all sorts of things, and we're going to talk about them throughout the weeks. I see gluten-free, I see organic, I see genetically modified organism free, GMO free. So why is it so important to you? What are genetically modified organisms to you?
You know, so when I started down this path, I'll tell you, and I brought this up a couple times, I started watching these documentaries, and there are some amazing, amazing documentaries out there. You can find a link to all of them on the Everyday Juicer site where it says step one, watch documentaries. And so one of them in particular was called Food Inc., or is called Food Inc., and it basically alerted me to what GMOs are. And it primarily talked about two things, soy and corn, okay? And so when it came down to understanding that, hey, at the end of the day, GMOs are genetically modified organisms. They are biochemistry-made products or things that end up in most processed foods. You know, it'll probably amaze people that probably 98% of the processed foods that they buy at stores contain some level of GMO. And when I really started digging into it, first of all, I kind of looked at it from a pure common sense standpoint, and I said, okay, who's benefiting from putting genetically modified organisms into things I'm putting in my body? And obviously, it becomes the companies out there that are doing that, and they're benefiting from it financially. They're not benefiting from it nutritionally. They're not letting me benefit from it nutritionally. So for me, step one was that education process through the documentaries and then through my own research. And then it became, I absolutely said, there is zero chance any GMOs are going into my product.
Well, and so you're right about the whole, where's the benefit here? Because from what I understand, and in my opinion, the reason that this whole, you know, taking a plant, bacteria, animal that has had its genetic structure artificially engineered or modified to create an entire different organism, okay? For example, as you said, a particular corn may be engineered to resist diseases. And when they resist diseases, and this is usually why it happens, what do they do? First of all, they don't have to spend so much money, they think, on pesticides, herbicides, etc. And what they do is they tend to yield larger crops, okay? They guarantee larger yields. But here's the thing. Ray, this is so important to me because I thought about it from the way my mind worked. And guess what? When we take so many antibiotics in, we've seen it throughout the years. What happens is there's super bugs that are created. Okay. So, and then all of a sudden they're resistant. Well, this is the exact same thing that's happening with these genetically modified larger yields of corn, wheat, soy, etc. They're resistant, but boy, oh boy, are they causing a harm in our ecosystem, in our agricultural desires for thorough nutrition. And I think that's why we're having such a hard time when it comes specifically in these days to the sensitivities people are building up to wheat, corn, soy, etc.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, you know, for me, I look at everything from that pure common sense, logical, you know, everyday person approach to it. And it became very apparent that at the end of the day, the benefit from, you know, it'd be different if it was a genetically modified organism that was proven to benefit me nutritionally or physically. You know, then you look at it and you're like, okay, wow, that's an amazing step forward of progress for mankind. I benefited from that. But when, right, for example, there's a can of, you know, mushrooms that have GMOs in it, and that basically can sit on a grocer's shelf for 2 years and not, you know, go bad, you think about that and you're like, wait a minute, that just doesn't make sense. Okay, who's really getting benefit from that? It's not my body, so therefore it is a company that is, you know, basically maybe sacrificing, in my opinion, ethics and morals in order to, you know, sell product for convenience. And it all comes down to that. It's unfortunately our food supply system in the United States is really anchored around convenience for people. And that convenience, it comes at a price. It has to come at a price because,
well, and
you just,
it does for us,
get,
yes.
For, yeah, exactly,
for, because
right.
You have technology like this, which quite honestly blows me away. I'm completely impressed, you know, but when I think about it, it's like, hey, are you going to use this for good or are you going to use this for evil? And I think we can all sort of answer that question.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, the big challenge right now when it comes to GMOs is it's not a completely regulated aspect of the food business right now. And so there's a few governing bodies that are coming out and they're trying to create, you know, general standards. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of products, and you see this in various news stories, that companies are labeling GMO-free that they really don't have the backup support. And there's no, you know, quote-unquote police out there, and it's not something that the FDA is directly taking responsibility for. So I'll tell you what I've done a couple times, which has been interesting, is when there's a product that says it's GMO-free, I've contacted that company, and I've asked for the supporting documentation behind raw materials that are used in order to see if that product is truly GMO free. And I've done this 4 times now, and 4 for 4, I've gotten no responses back after a few phone calls and after several emails. So needless to say, I stopped using that product.
Okay. So here's crazy. The thing, Ray, another reason why I love you so much is because this is what I think we have to encourage our listeners, our consumers to do. Because there is confusion around this issue, and because the labeling and the regulation around them is confusing and controversial and not quite shored up yet, that we need to empower the consumers to pick up. Don't just be swindled by the seductive marketing and messaging that companies, it's kind of like gluten-free. You know, you get all of a sudden, you just don't know what to believe anymore. So we've got to take those really proactive steps. Once again, Ray, thank you so much. I mean, we're going to be talking more and more about your feelings about labeling throughout the weeks, what it all means, and what we can empower the consumer and the listener to do to avoid these things that you never, ever put in your product. All right. This is Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine. Stay tuned.